The Yankees and Orioles playing a makeup game in Baltimore on Thursday. Before the game, both teams honoring former player and Yankee executive, the legendary Gene Stick Michael, who passed away Thursday at the age of 79. We pick up the action first inning, D.D. Gregorius facing Kevin Gausman.
Grounded, pass to diving Davis, and down the right field line. Gardner scores. It's an RBI double. Yankees on the board. They're up 1-0.
And hit in the air to deep center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Hines done it again. A Judgian blast halfway up in the bleachers in right center field. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. Driven to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A long two-run home run for Chase Headley.
Driven to deep left field. That ball is gone. A home run for Starlin Castro. It's 8-0 Yankees. High fly ball. Track. Wall. Leap. See ya. A home run for Frazier. Yankees lead 9-1.
The Yankees pound out four homers as they win for the fourth time in five games, taking out the Orioles 9-1. D.D. Gregorius, three hits and two runs scored. Brett Gardner, two hits and scores twice. Sonny Gray gets his ninth win of the season, allowing one unearned run over 5 2/3 frames, striking out five. The Yankees win for the fourth time in five games. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
Yeah, I thought Sonny did a really good job. And, you know, I thought offensively, Gardy set the tone too. You know, after down 0-2 and to start the inning, he ends up working a walk and we end up scoring. But, you know, Topper and I were talking about it. I mean, that's a stick special. That's exactly what that is. Make pitchers work and hit home runs. And we were able to do that. So that was for Stick.
Were you thinking about him a lot during this game?
I mean, he's meant so much to this organization. He's done a great job of you know, scouting players, managing players, acquiring players, and just a soundboard for all of us. So, yeah, we thought about him a lot.
Judge hit his 39th home run of the season. I know he hasn't been as hot as he was, obviously, in the first half, but could you have ever expected this much production from him this year?
I think we're going to look back on this year, we're going to say, man, this kid had a really good year. But sometimes when you're so good in the first half, you're compared to those numbers, which, you know, are pretty unrealistic to do it for a whole season. So, but, I mean, he's had a special year. He scored 100 runs. He's 100 walks. He's played outstanding defense. He runs the bases extremely well. And, you know, that home run to me is a really good sign. I mean, that's what we saw a lot in the first half, and that's a really good sign.
Do you like the fact that nine of those home runs came against the division rival?
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, I said I think he's getting closer, but, I mean, his home runs have meant something. And to give us a 3-0 lead on this team in the first inning is big, and it helps Sonny relax a little bit because their order is extremely dangerous. They run out eight guys, you know, every night almost. They're going to hit 20 home runs in the course of a season. They're dangerous.
Now that you've seen Sonny a handful of starts, what has stood out to you the most about him?
He competes. I mean, he really competes, and he grinds out at bats and – he's got really late movement, and we saw a lot of ground balls today, and that's because of that late movement.
Aside from that, what else did you like about the way he was throwing today?
Just he made big pitches when he had to. I'm going to say the fourth, fifth, and sixth, I think they had two runners on with two outs. He got out of it in the fourth, he got out in the fifth, and not for an error, he would have got out of it in the sixth, and they were all home run hitters. I mean, the complexion of this game could have changed pretty quickly.
Said the lack of run support didn't bother him. His job is to put up zeros regardless. But how much of a relief do you think the first inning, you know, going out there with a lead right away was?
I'm sure that's better than being 0-0. But Sonny understands, you know, what his job is, and he took that role on in Oakland as an ace over there for them. So, you know, I think he's done a really good job of not letting it bother him.
Significance of an offensive performance during the series you guys put up without Gary, and then how significant is it to get him back?
Well, I think it's really significant to get him back, and I think it's great. That means, you know, as I said, when we were rolling offensively, it was coming from all different places, and it was a lineup that was complete. So it's really good to see.
Aaron Judge belted his 39th homer of the season in the victory.
Oh, we really, I think, fed off Sonny. You know, Sonny went out there and dominated. You know, we were able to get the first three runs in the first, but yeah, we're just really feeding off Sonny today. He went out there, dominated, attacking hitters. It was fun to watch.
You hit your 39th home run of the season today, 9 against the Orioles. Why do you think you've had so much success against this team?
It's tough to say. You know, I'm just getting into good counts at the right time and, you know, able to barrel up a ball.
The offense as a whole, pretty productive this series. You guys scored 23 runs over the three games. How do you keep that rolling in Texas?
Just keep playing our game, you know, just trying to take everything one pitch at a time and just kind of pass the baton to the next guy. You know, either it's a walk or a base hit, just keep passing the baton and just kind of keep things rolling.
Sonny Gray gets his ninth win of the season, allowing just one unearned run in 5 2/3 frames. He spoke to the media after.
That's kind of the turning point of this game was, for me, the first couple innings seemed to come pretty easy, and then they put some good at-bats together. They got some hits with two outs and then a couple of walks. But just making the one pitch or the one pitch to the one batter in certain situations to get out of innings was big for me today. Definitely was.
You haven't received a ton of run support in your starts since coming over here. The fact that they put up a three spot before you even take the mound, that has to be a pretty good feeling for you going out there?
Yeah, we've been playing some really good baseball. We've been throwing the ball well, and we're swinging the bats and playing really good defense. So it was definitely really nice to take the mound with a three-run lead. And what was more impressive and what I was really happy about was, you know, we didn't just stop. We kept putting the pressure on them, and that was something that you have to do, especially when you score runs earlier. You got to continue to put together good at-bats and put some more runs across the board, which we did.
Do you attack any differently when you have a little bit of a cushion?
For me, I'm going to try to go out there, and me and Romine just go out there and just pitch the game, pitch to our game plan, no matter the score. There's certain maybe at bats or whatever you're gonna think attack, but we had a game plan, and we're just going to try to execute that game plan.
Was there any different feeling just because of how you guys lost the last game? And that was kind of, that seemed to take a bit of a toll anytime you have a walk-off loss. Is that in the back of your mind when you take the mound?
No. Only thing we had in mind was coming in and trying to win a series today. And, you know, we're going to walk out of here happy that we were able to do that.
So you hadn't had a lot of success in this particular ballpark. Were you aware of that? And do you have any idea why?
You know, I think guys, pitchers, especially starting pitchers, know where they throw the ball well. They know where they might struggle. And I've struggled here a little bit, but I feel like, you know, the past is the past. And it's come in today. It's just about winning this one game. And that's, you know, thankfully, that's what we were able to do.
Up next, the Yankees begin a series in Texas against the Rangers on Friday. Masahiro Tanaka on the Hill.